Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The Eagles and the Zac Brown Band. Oh, Harry Hooman? Boy, you just came running right on in. Already gone. I love the Eagles. That's going to be a hit parade. Like, every single song is a sing-along. You see the Eagles. Eagles and the Zac Brown Band. They're coming to AT&T Park on September 20th. You know Yuzette's going to be there. Keep your eyes open for
it. I am.
Sing a little of this.
Yes, you have, like you had to set things right.
Just remember this, my girl.
When you look up to the sky. You can see the stars and still not see the light.
That's right. 'Cause I'm already gone.
Every morning I think about this concert.
Do you?
I do. I can't wait.
You got 9 months to wait.
I know. What a bummer.
You got pregnant today, you'd have the baby before the concert.
Ooh, that's a thought.
Seven, we're moments away from the movies review for this week. In the meantime, we're going to squeeze some of these texts in here.
Here are a few of the things that you guys sent in this morning to 800-400-3697. 510 says, hey, have you guys got a compressor lying around to use on your board and mics? Most professional radio shows do. Did CBS take theirs? Sarah needs to be free to yell unencumbered. Vinny, who cares about him? He's just show fluff. Surfer hunk dude.
You're a surfer hunk dude.
Sorry, bro. It's all about Sarah. Yell away, Sarah. I love your passion.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's some processing on our mics.
Have you ever
want to hear the air? Well, never mind.
I'm running out of time anyway. Let's just get some of these out there. I just
found
out I'm pregnant today with my first baby.
Oh.
I had to tell somebody. And who better than my radio family? This will be the longest 12 weeks of my life. Any tips? Oh, any tips, Vinny? I'm not sure what tips you need.
Tips on keeping it a secret? Is that what she's...
You don't want to ask me that, I don't think.
She just found out how exciting. Well, you're the person I was talking about. Have that baby and head to the Eagles concert.
Oh, and someone said, I heard that Vince Gill was added to the lineup for the Eagles concert at AT&T Park in September. Is that true?
I have not heard that.
Vince Gill is in the Eagles.
Vince Gill? He's a country star.
Right.
He was in the Eagles?
He's in the Eagles. Isn't that right? Oh, she's not listening.
I don't know. I've never
heard that. Yeah, I think he's one of the guys in the band now.
Oh, funny. What does he play? Just guitar?
Guitar.
And probably sings?
Yeah.
Huh.
I could be wrong.
If
someone wants to look that up, but I'm pretty sure Vince Gill is in the band. The two guys touring with the Eagles that aren't from the original Eagles are Deacon Fry, who is
Glenn Fry's son,
and Vince Gill.
How funny. So maybe it's not that he's playing his own set. It's that he's actually in the band, and that's what they heard, and they thought he was playing his own set.
Yeah, he joined them for some rehearsals, and then he joined them for a bunch of gigs.
Can you find out if that just means he's joined the Eagles and isn't doing his... Is that what they're saying? They think he's also performing there?
They're saying it sounds like he's performing there. I'm saying, from what I know, Vince Gill is in the Eagles.
Well, it sounds like he is. So,
right. So
maybe
I think
by
that's
performing
what you're
there
see.
Means that dude will be on stage because he is in the band. How funny that Vince Gill is like a pretty major country artist on his own, like that he needs to join
them. But it's the Eagles.
Sure. Oh, they have a lot of crossover hits, too. When I worked at a country station,
okay, so Vince Gill sings the lead vocals that were once sung by Glenn Fry.
Oh, all right.
I just got a text from our friend Frankie, who
we talked to
the photographer. He says Mavericks right now is 50 foot.
Oh, my God.
It's huge out there.
Oh, my God.
It must be awesome to see.
The ocean, get off the beach, everyone.
The ocean is alive. I love it.
The ocean is alive with the sound of...
Vinny, the itinerary for tonight's city council meeting should be posted online. I would check to see what the agenda is. Not all action items happen all the time or make every agenda. So I could sit there and not even get to hear
anything about these hotel things.
Is it...
I bet you can subscribe and they'll send you whatever the agenda is.
I'm going to go either way. I already promised I would.
That's true.
My neighbor, John,
now.
I got to go.
Oh, is he going to go?
Yeah, well, we're going together. Yeah. You know.
But...
Neighbor dudes.
I'm with you. Was this part of the half hour conversation that you had at the supermarket?
Started there, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where you agreed at standing at the supermarket? Yeah, okay, I'll go too.
Well, no, I want to be part. I want to know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
I ask myself that as I drive down the street in my own town often.
What the hell's going on here?
What the hell is going on here?
Okay, I was looking up the agenda, but now I'm going to do this right here. Whoops, not that. I don't know what
Sweet
the heck
darling,
that is.
Every
Sorry,
night
and
day.
We'll do this.
There you go, buddy.
Seamless.
I know. We are super professional.
Smooth.
To peak for the week. Who, man?
There we go.
All right, everyone, before we get to the movie review.
We have one quick question before we get to the movie review.
Right. Here we go, immediately.
Our friend Rudy, is it true that this Top Shelf life has ruined you for good?
Oh, man. I don't know if you guys saw, but I was in the last edition of Hot Living.
How could we miss it? Oh,
did you see me there?
In the society pages.
Oh, I had my Alfani shirt and my Alfani jeans on with my work boots. It was beautiful, man. I don't know.
You didn't wear that Mexican Viking outfit?
I didn't have the Mexican Viking. No,
that's too bad, man. That would have been good.
Work hours were done at that point, so they didn't need me to. But no, it hasn't ruined me yet. I think I'm still humbled. As long as I hang out with Hooman, the most humble guy I know.
Thank you.
Hands down, the most humble guy. You've never met anyone as humble as I am.
No one's more humble than
him. Okay, it's officially over.
He was hanging out with Willie Brown and,
Well, I shook Willie Brown's hand, and he was reluctant.
That counts as hanging out.
Okay, I'll take that, yeah. He was reluctant to look me in the eye, but still, though. He seemed very nice to other people.
By the way, I don't want to give away too much, but it looks like our dear friend Rudy... might be doing a comedy tour of Australia.
Yes, I was telling Hooman that I'm like looking forward to. I'm trying to set something up so I can get out there to Australia, maybe like at the end of February or March. You know, just wanna get out there. You
How
know,
wanna, exciting!
It's like half comedy, but also half I just want to see another part of the world.
Right. Sure.
I'm tired of just riding the BART train everywhere I go. Right. I need to see something else.
BART doesn't go to Australia.
It doesn't. There's no koala bears in Daly City. Who'd have thought?
So if you have any suggestions for Rudy, hit him up on his Instagram. What's your Instagram?
It's @9RudyOrtiz. The number 9 and then Rudy Ortiz. Yeah, anybody who knows anything about the Great Down Under, let me know, because I know nothing about it. So.
Well, I wouldn't be broadcasting that.
All right, beautiful people, House Radio. Here is your review of a film called 12 Strong. It stars Thor, Chris Hemsworth, and Michael Peña.
Oh, I love him.
Yes. Yeah, he's great.
So this film is based on the true story of the first Special Forces team deployed to Afghanistan after 9/11, how they had to work with the Afghan warlords to take down the Taliban. Okay, Rudy, it's January.
Right.
And a film comes out about 9/11. What were your expectations for this film?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. When we were walking into the theater, I told Hooman, I said, I don't really know about this movie because the fact that, you know, 9/11 just happened, 16, 17 years ago? And sometimes when you get a historically based movie, I always get the feeling that they're always trying to either rewrite history or trying to, you know, kind of manipulate the facts a little bit. I go in there a little skeptical. So I said, man, this is going to be like heavily about, you know, 9/11 and what happened and how it all transpired. But oddly enough, it was not about that. I mean, it was just a story about the 12 horsemen. So I was surprised. I was really surprised that they didn't go in that direction and just made it about the 12 guys that were on the battlefield.
This thing that happened to them.
Exactly. That's all it was.
Were you engaged the entire time? This film is 2 hours long.
Yeah. It's 2 hours plus, and I was engaged the entire time. And I really thought, because when I saw that it was, you know, going to be 130 something minutes, I said to myself, oh man, this is going to be long. You know, I don't know if I can hang the whole time, but no,
plus
I was.
Plus Thor's in it.
Plus, you know? Thor, yeah. Thor, you know, I was.
It takes me out of every movie.
I thought the Marvel Universe was going to make its impact on this movie, but no, it was engaging from the beginning to the end because, you know, it started immediately with the battle in Afghanistan. They didn't give you any fluff. They didn't even mention, you know, they didn't even mention like the term 9/11. You know, so but you know it's about that, but they didn't even really go in that direction. So yes, I was engaged the entire time because it was about the guys and the battle.
Let's talk about Thor for a second. Chris Hemsworth, he's the star. Was he the right choice? Did he pull it?
I gotta say yes. But this is the role that like a guy like Chris Hemsworth was made for. You know, you got the chiseled jaw, you got the broad shoulders, the baby blue eyes, the dirty blonde hair.
Go on.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like word porn right now that I'm giving you. But he was like made for this role because he's like the all-American hero.
Like the perfect G.I. Joe.
The perfect G.I. Joe. Yeah, he's the all-American guy.
Sarah, who's
from
a better
Australia.
Who's a better actor, Chris Hemsworth or Channing Tatum?
Probably Chris Hemsworth.
No, he's not. Who's a bigger star, Chris Hemsworth or Channing Tatum?
Probably Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Rudy are on the same page.
Because he got Thor.
I think he is. He's bigger. And I do think I've seen both of them in acting things.
Yeah. Like, who's a better actor?
I actually think Chris Hemsworth is a better actor.
See, Hooman is asking
Tatum
that.
Channing Tatum is just a goofball.
Right? He's Magic Mike. That's who he is. He'll always be Magic Mike.
He's a phenomenal actor.
I think Hooman is asking that because when we walked out, I said, you know, this is the kind of role that a guy like Channing Tatum could have played, because that role that Chris Hemsworth, you know, played in this movie, it was just about the look. Like, you needed that all-American look. So I said Channing Tatum could have probably played this role. But no, but overall, Hemsworth is greater than Tatum.
So after seeing 12 Soldiers, you would have kept Chris.
I would have definitely kept Chris. He gave you that feeling of security. Like, you know, he's gonna
protect you.
He's gonna protect me with
his magic hammer.
That's what it is. It's the hammer. He was laying down the proverbial hammer on the Taliban.
All right, let's talk about Vinny. Did you ever see Homeland?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so the bad guy in the first season of Homeland was Abu Nazir. Mm-hmm. That guy in real life is Persian. His name is Navid. And he's in this film, 12 Strong. He's the Afghani warlord who is the ally of the American soldiers. Rudy, how was Abu Nazir?
He was incredible. I thought he was going to play a smaller role, but he ended up basically stealing the movie, you know, because he ends up, he's a complicated character. You know, mm-hmm. he's a warlord and he's got a lot of things on his mind.
But he hates the Taliban.
And he hates the Taliban, and he resents the Americans in a sense.
For being there.
For being there, exactly. And Chris Hemsworth learns a lot from Sergeant Dolce is his name in the movie. So he was a very complicated character, and he ended up being a very likable guy, and I think he actually stole the movie.
Yeah, he's the best part of the film. If you speak Farsi, there's a lot of moments where there's Farsi spoken,
right?
But there's no subtitles. And I just kept leading over to Rudy, and I'm like, I understand everything they're saying.
Oh,
but he wouldn't tell me what they were saying.
What were they saying?
They're just like, you know, what are you doing? Don't get down, get down. And
so
like,
it's things that didn't need explanation, really.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
but then there's
shouted warnings, and
there's a moment where I don't want to give away too much, but there's the leader of the Taliban and Abu Nazir hate each other, and there's a moment where he's like, you know, screaming, you know, you dog, you worthless dog, you're going to hell. The Americans are here. They're gonna drop bombs on your ass.
Right.
And they're like, woo.
And Hooman is like cracking up right next to me. I don't know what the hell the guy's saying. I felt like when I go with my wife friends to a Mexican restaurant and the waiter's just talking smack about him, and I'm laughing and they don't know what's going on. I'm looking at Hooman. I'm like, can you translate? Can you tell me what's going on, man? You're having a good time.
Well, let's talk about the thing that kind of bothered you. And we should get into this.
Right.
When you saw the pic of the real Special Forces unit, the real ones,
right,
not the actors, that 12 Strong is based on, what went through your mind?
Oh, so there's a picture of them at the end or something?
Yeah.
Because it's a historically based movie. It's supposed to be factual. I appreciated that. At the end of the movie, they explained that those 12 guys, you know, were never made public, you know, because it was a secret mission and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So they were never made public. But at the end of the movie, they decided to show a picture of the 12 soldiers, the 12 American soldiers. Great. I thought that was a great touch. But if you look at the posters and when you watch the movie, Michael Pena and Travion Rhodes are in the movie. A Mexican guy and a black guy are in the movie. Okay. And they're part of the 12-man unit. But when you look at the picture at the end of the movie, the picture of the actual 12 soldiers, There's no black guy or Mexican guy in the picture at all.
It's 12 white dudes.
It's 12 white guys, which is fine. But the thing is, though, that was Hollywood just kind of putting its little twist on it. Like, we got to diversify
these
12 guys.
Well, if there's 12 guys, we've got to put some minorities in
there. You
got
to put, exactly, right? And I'm thinking to myself, like, that's, and when I walked into the theater, I was like, that's kind of cool that there's a black guy and a Mexican guy in this this 12-man unit. That's pretty cool.
I thought you were going to get down on it. I agree that they should. They put a movie out with all white stars, and they're going to get popped for
absolutely not
considering.
Even if they hold up the picture and go,
but look,
all
no,
white
I
dudes.
Mean, I see why they had to do that.
Well, but to be honest with you, Vinny, I actually thought that there was a black guy and a Mexican guy in the unit. Like, I was like, yeah, that's
you're
America,
proud,
right? Like, that's America,
like, yeah.
Right? There's some diversity in there, but no. But then at the end of the movie, it's just like 12, like four cover bands of the Eagles, just back, like right next to each other, right? And I was like, there's not one person of color in this unit, which is okay. But
were they Marines? Who was it that?
No,
went
it
in?
Was the Army.
I was gonna say, well, now it's on the Army.
Yeah, that is on the Army.
That's right.
So, but that was Hollywood.
Rudy, are two of the white guys going, hey, is that supposed to be me?
yeah
probably,
not,
right?
I'm not a Mexican dude.
Yeah, it's probably like one guy from El Paso who's supposed to be the Michael Pena, and like one guy from Harlem that's supposed to be Travion Rhodes. So, it just kind of made me laugh, and I was like, look at Hollywood just playing the game, you know, like pulling guys like me into it, thinking that there was actually two dudes of color in that unit. So
do you think
I thought
it
was
a mistake
funny.
For them to show the picture at the end?
No, it wasn't a mistake. What was a mistake was for them to lie to the people that actually paid money to watch the movie and make you think that there's actually a black dude and a Mexican dude in that unit. They should have just put out, I mean, believe me, if they would have had 12 white guys out there, I wouldn't have been shocked, because that's usually what it looks like anyways. So it wouldn't have been anything out of
well,
the ordinary.
Normal.
Right, yeah, that wouldn't have been out of the norm. So I thought it was a little weird, but that was Hollywood just putting its print on it.
To sum it all up, let me just say this.
Okay.
I think this is an important film, and I think Chris Hemsworth did pull it. I walked out of the film like smarter and grateful to the American military. Yes, Vinny.
Will you stop calling him Thor going forward, since he's done a breakout role that you appreciated?
Ooh, the moment of truth.
I don't know. I mean, I looked at the films coming up that he's doing, and I can't commit to that one. I might have to still call
and plus,
him
there's going to be more Thor movies coming out.
Sure.
So it's going to be hard
there
to kind of shake
more,
that
at
one.
Least two more.
I love Chris Hemsworth. Like, he hosted SNL one time. He actually has a real sense of who he is. He is very tongue-in-cheek about it, and his part in the National Lampoon's Vacation remake was so freaking funny.
Yeah.
He stole that movie.
Because when a guy who you don't expect that out of, when they actually do that, it makes it even that much funnier.
It's just great.
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth. Greater
Chris
than Channing
Hemsworth.
Tatum.
Much greater.
Greater.
Channing all over your Tatum.
All day.
For January release, it's surprisingly good. I'm going to give it 3.5 Persians.
Nice.
A thumbs up.
Nice. I'm going to give this one, and I thought about this. I was going to go with 3.5 pinatas, but I'm going to give it an extra half a pinata.
Oh.
And I'm going to give this
one. Oh, you
one,
loved it.
I actually really enjoyed it. And people that have asked me what I thought about it, you know, before I went to go see it, I was like, I don't know about it. It's going to be, you know, historically rearranging, you know, what happened and whatnot. Wasn't anything like that. The story was very well written. The action scenes were great. And the fact that there was 12 guys, 12 modern day soldiers fighting on horses, that actually added a really cool element to it. So it was a little bit old school.
Oh, I didn't know about the horses.
Yeah, yeah, they're the 12 horsemen. That's what the movie's about.
You can't fight in Afghanistan. Like, the cars can't. There's just too many mountains.
The terrain is just too crazy. Like, horses are a necessity. So that was a really cool twist.
Did they have to learn to ride? It was like a montage of them learning to ride.
A couple of them.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because Chris Hemsworth, of course, can ride. He grew up on a ranch in the film.
He's amazing.
He's Thor.
Yeah.
He can do anything.
And there's moments where he's riding with his machine gun, shooting people. Like, you know,
he's
a badass.
Does that seem real? I don't know.
No, well, because it kind of reminded me from like a scene from like Planet of the Apes. And I was like, come on, man. If a gorilla could barely do it, I doubt Chris Hemsworth could do it, right?
That's so funny. And they would stand on the horses.
Exactly.
But like, I'm friends with quite a few Mexicans. And, you know, Mexicans,
oh, you?
Yeah, they can ride horses.
Can you ride a horse?
Apparently I'm plural. Apparently I'm plural.
He was
waiting to meet another Mexican so he could put that S on the end of Mexicans.
I mean,
I know
some of the best ranchers. Some of the best ranchers
like, what,
in the
three?
World are.
five? So,
let me tell you something, Newman.
How many Mexicans do you know?
I'd say I probably know 20.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
20 Mexicans.
Let me get you a pen and paper.
The guys, listen, the guys.
See their names.
Yeah.
The guys that your Mexican friends. Yeah,
the guys that you greet in front of Home Depot every other Sunday don't count.
Yeah, they don't count? Right?
No, they don't.
And neither does house cleaner.
Yeah.
Or your massage therapist.
Or your babysitter.
Those are just people you know.
Hey, guys, two texts here. 510 says, did the black guy die first?
No, he survived.
No, okay. but he was the closest to death.
He what about Michael?
Stuff away,
what about
guys?
Michael Shannon?
Michael Shannon, well, actually, yeah.
Don't say anymore.
I don't want to go too deep, but
what's
I thought about that, though.
Rudy?
I thought about that, though. I was like, are they going to kill the black guy first? But no.
What's the other email? What's the other text?
Oh, 408 says, Rudy, you are the man. I've listened to you on the sports stations and now here on Alice. Keep it going, bro. Also, I'm a new listener to Alice. I love you all.
Right on.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, what do you give it?
Oh, I'm going to give this thing 4 piñatas.
Filled with?
Four piñatas filled with facts and an extra black guy and an extra Mexican guy since they weren't actually part of the 12-man unit. Just something in there.
You got some shows coming up you want to promote?
Yes, actually, if anybody's going to be in Phoenix, I'm going to be at Stand Up Live in Phoenix this Sunday, just in case anybody's going to be out there. And then I'll be at Tommy T's on the 24th, and then from the 25th to the 28th, I'll be at Crackers in Indianapolis, Indiana. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Indiana?
Going to
Indiana with my buddy Frankie Quinones. Should be
all
a great time.
We love Frankie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Use that freaks out.
He's incredible. She went to the show at the Punchline with me a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she saw him. He was great.
Just love him.
You know what I have to say, though? I thought you were funnier.
Oh, Frankie. Stop it up.
Oh, man. Well, can we kind of bleep that part out? Because he's the one taking me on this tour. So maybe we can just erase that part.
Thanks, guys. Great job.
Thank you, guys.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks a lot for listening today. Thanks to Rudy Ortiz, who apparently is going to Phoenix, Indianapolis, and Australia. So if you want to see
gets
him.
Around.
Yeah, I think Tommy T's, he said, on the 24th. Yeah. So he does have a local show, but he's blowing up. He's on the society pages now.
Yeah, I worry about that. Too much time with Hooman can really
he's a bad influence.
Turn somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally.
If he starts humble bragging, it's over.
Ugh.
So he's going to join us for The Secret Show. That's a podcast we do in addition to this show, and we'll cut it right after this show and post it up as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow on the show, it's Friday all day long.
Oh, my God, that's right.
That's it. Friday.
And I'll report from the Scotts Valley City Hall meeting.
Oh, my
first
God.
Thing.
I cannot
wait
to hear
so
how it goes.
I looked into that. Are you sure there's a meeting tonight? Because they usually meet on Wednesdays.
I'm told there is a meeting tonight.
Maybe it's a special meeting.
Oh.
And I'm also getting texts now that many of my neighbors are joining. So it's going to be like ridiculous.
Oh my God. You're going to be, remember that movie that you were in? You were the union leader?
Oh yeah.
That's totally who you're going to be.
The protest leader.
Bring a pack of smokes tonight, Vinny.
I should bring
some
smokes.
Oh, you're probably going to need some smokes, Vinny.
Yeah. And grow a mustache and some hair.
Just squeeze it
tonight. Yeah. Just think really hard and it'll come out of your face.
You know what?
Really?
Post to your stories. Like, let's hear what these people have to say. I want to see what the mayor looks like.
I don't want to be run out of town, but I do.
Vinny's picture will be out there right. With a circle and
I'm
a line
actually
through it.
Trying
don't
to
let this
do
guy in the meetings.
Good things for the neighborhood. I'm hoping to. And it's nice to hear my neighbors are going too.
Yeah.
Doing good
rally,
in the neighborhood.
Let's go.
Sure,
let's see what's up.
Strength in numbers. Absolutely. All right. Have a great day, you guys. And we'll catch you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.